here in Butler. We're very excited to have you on board here tonight to talk a little bit about local music, play local music, and we're going to be talking about a very special event tonight that is back for its second year that is coming up next weekend. And I'm very honored here tonight to have my special guest host here this evening, Mr. T.J. Klisavage. T.J., how you doing?
What's happening, Bob? How about that? I go from opening up for John Ventil to doing an hour show with you.
How about that, huh? and you get to sit in with two great people, you know?
One Packer fan to another.
There you go. Well, speaking of one Packer fan, I do have to have a special note to kick off the show tonight.
Oh, yes.
Because one gentleman, Richard Utah Burgess, is not with us here tonight. And while I do have to make the statement that, unfortunately, we have had to suspend Utah again.
Yes.
This because of the flagrant and disparaging comments that he made in the last week's show about pine trees, saying that they stood no chance at his annual Afterfest.
Now you know what you have to do. Burn them all!
And so with regard to those comments, whether this is truth or fake news, it is your choice to decide. But the bottom line is he has been replaced tonight by the very honorable T.J. Klisavage.
Very honored here, actually.
You in Utah, speaking of Green Bay, you guys packaged up and went over to Cleveland to see the pack, didn't you?
We did. I went to Cleveland, I believe, the Saturday before. And Utah drove up the Sunday morning. I can't believe he actually did it. He actually met me in my hotel. And it was about a half-hour drive from my hotel up to the stadium. And it was a great time. It was a comeback win. I actually almost tapped out because it was so cold that day, actually. And at halftime, I were down by one or by a touchdown. And I said, I'm not sure how long I'm going to last here. And we stuck it out. We saw, hey, I'm a good game. I said to Utah, if Green Bay hands Cleveland their first win of the season, I'm done.
But lo and behold, it went to what, overtime, and they got it done.
Yeah, that was a treat too, to see it in overtime. Unfortunately, the touchdown happened on the further end of the stadium from where we were sitting at, but it was a good time still.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, TJ's sitting in here tonight, so that was Utah in better times. Hopefully, we'll see how long the suspension lasts.
I'm available next week, too.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you on call then. I'll be on speed dial. Of course, TJ is here tonight, and we're going to be talking a little bit later on in the show about something that is very special, near and dear to your heart, because you're on the autism spectrum. And
I am, on the mild side. The Asperger syndrome, it's Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. We'll get the details on that.
Yeah. Coming up next week, and well, it's back for another year, and there's going to be some great music on hand and some fun. I know you have a very entertaining host who is going to be taking care of things.
It's comedian Sean Blackham. He was there last year, and Sean's been an inspiration to helping me pursue my new career, which I'll talk about later.
Okay.
That's a stand-up comedy, actually.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you've grilled me on the air before, too, so this might get interesting.
I'm
going
to do it tonight.
Well, let's get to some music here, and then we'll get to talking about the very special event next week down at the Marconi Club, and it is the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks event. But we have some tunes that we're going to play tonight, and I'm really thrilled about the opportunity to present you that we're debuting this song tonight. I want to thank Sean Zarnick for getting in touch with us. He hit us up on our email at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com and introduced us to a young lady who is named Miranda Brandon. And I understand that Miranda is a student up in the Slippery Rock School District and is all of the age of 14.
Wow.
Is the age of 14. And she has a remarkable voice. But also is an extremely talented songwriter. And I guess she can play just about everything in the musical world. But I'll tell you what, we have a song here that we're going to play, TJ, that is from Miranda called One of a Kind. And I don't know if you remember a musician named Enya or maybe Tori Amos. Mm-hmm. This song kind of takes me back and kind of ebbs and flows me into those kind of sounds, which is really cool. Local musician Miranda Brandon and her song One of a Kind is going to kick off the show tonight.
And we'll follow that up with Mo Nelson and I'm Strong and Proud.
All right, and we'll talk more about Mo, too, because he's part of a special event next week out of Peter B's, the Southern Fried Rock Show. But let's get to the music here tonight on our Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Just as fast as anyone can. But I picked up this old guitar, started playing out my heart, and I'll never forget the strong and the proud.
And the strong and the proud.
Daddy sailed in hostile seas, my grandpa flew over Omaha Beach, and I have some friends today in the sand. Oh, in November comes, we remember all the ones we lost and the ones that fought for us to be free. Let the strong and the proud. Underneath world glory flies, my mama lies. With other mother songs, they stand up over us and keep us all strong and proud.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And ready to get into the meats and bones of our special event that is going to be part of the Rock Done Right Tour this year, and that is the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks event coming up next week. This particular segment of our show tonight is being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, and I have no doubt in my mind that's actually exactly where Utah Burgess is tonight, having a man can special on his night off from the Grassroots Show.
Well, you know Cheesehead fans, they know how to drink.
So head on down and maybe you'll see Utah tonight down there.
I might just do that, actually. Yeah. He bought me a beer actually up in Cleveland, so I owe him one, actually.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. So I invite you to head down to the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. You can't miss it. As soon as you drive into downtown Freeport, you come off Route 356, you have to pass the Rainbow to get anywhere else. And that's why it's such a special place.
Absolutely.
Oh, some great music to kick off the show tonight. Miranda Brandon, all of 14 years old. How about that song? One of a kind.
You know, it seems like when it comes to new music, the average age of starting out is getting younger and younger, actually.
Oh, isn't it amazing? Well, I guess Miranda started playing piano at the age of 6.
Wow.
And has learned to play guitar, ukulele, and even flute. And then, of course, is very talented in the cello, the mandolin, the bass guitar, and harp, and a whole lot more. I think we're going to hear a whole lot more from Miranda.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, of course, Mr. Mo Nelson, got to mention, too, the Southern Fried Rock Show, Utah's one of the premier events of Shady Lady Productions.
If he makes it to that one.
If he makes it to that one. I know he might suspend himself. Who knows? But that'll be at Peter B's next week.
I can't cover him at that one because I got my event.
Yeah, that's right. You got double duty going on, possibly. But the Shiners, Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, the Highland Brothers Band, and Mr. Mo Nelson will be out at Peter B's for the Southern Fried Rock Show. I think Utah told me, what is it, year 13 for that? Or four? He's over a dozen years of running.
How about that?
Yeah. Of course, TJ Klesavage, my special guest host here tonight, is helping to present a very special event next week as well. So you can pick a spot and head down to the Marconi Club Saturday, January 27th for the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. And this obviously is an event that benefits autism. TJ, can you give us a little background of what Autism Speaks is?
Autism Speaks, they actually share the same vision I have, improving that just because we have autism, that doesn't mean we can't do anything. I mean, we're just like you. We have a brain, and we know what exactly we're capable of doing. That being said, I do want to point something out. Some folks have called me and maybe other folks with autism a inspiration. Oh, you're doing, you know, this, and this, and that's wonderful. That's inspiration. I actually disagree with that, actually, because if you think about it, we are already doing what we already knew, what we were capable of doing. It's really nothing miraculous. If I want to give an example here, a few months ago, I was at a charity dinner for the St. Anthony School Program, which is the program I went to for my autism.
Okay.
And Bishop David Zubik was there, and he said something that still sticks with me. He said, "A miracle is not something that happens out of the ordinary. A miracle opens up the human eye to something that was already there." And that's pretty much, you know, folks with autism, we knew we could do something. It's just folks out there just didn't realize it. And so, you know, people told me, "Oh, you're running this benefit. You know, that's such an inspiration." Well, no, it's not, because in my head, I know I can do this. I know I can do comedy. You know, I can. It's something normal, if you want to call it that. As a matter of fact, there's been so much research in terms of autism. I actually made a prediction to somebody a while back. I honestly think that 22 or 30 years from now, there's going to be so many new different forms of autism that autism will be part of the new normal, if you know what I mean by that.
Okay. You know, I would think people that don't have whatever afflicts them,
whether
it's autism or something else,
right?
People that don't have that don't understand it, so they fear it. Because they don't understand.
Right, they don't understand about how we are rejected at times, or you feel like you're being talked down to. Like, a lot of people have a tendency to talk down to those who have like autism or Down syndrome. See, the problem is, years ago, autism, it was labeled as a learning disorder. It was one thing. There was no other level. Well, now 20 years later, there's been so many, as I said, new forms of autism. Me, for example, I am a high functioning. Now, there are some who are low functioning. There are some who can't speak, some who can't hear, some who can't see. It's almost a infinite number of possibilities, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Those in my situation, when somebody either talks down to you or they're trying to be a little too nice, it kind of gets to you a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, because you consider yourself a normal person because you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Utah's not.
Well, you know, Utah's another story. And thankfully, he's not here to defend himself. It's our show, Utah.
It's going to be my show.
That's right. The Grassroots Show, presented by TJ Klesavage. But there is something that you and Utah share, and I think we all share, and that's the love of music.
Yeah, my love of music started when I was about 9 or 10. John Vento, who I know very well.
Yeah.
His band, The Businessmen, they started out at a place out in Rosebud, actually, out on Smallman Street in the Strip District. It's not there anymore. I still wish it was. It was a very nice venue. Had a real nice stage. It had an upper area. It was a huge place, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe the first or second time I saw him on stage, I said to myself, I want to do something like that. I want to have a gig. And I really thought I could get into music. Well, for about 13 or 14 years, I tried to hang a project going. I would try with one person, I would try with another, and they all failed. And the last effort I did was John trying to get me involved in another band, and unfortunately, I was turned down. I was basically told I'm not a good singer. And so that was my downfall. Now, a few months later, that's when I sang a small set of Cor Bright Woodstock,
yeah.
Which I don't know exactly what was more embarrassing, Bob, that or are you singing with an Opal Hops band a couple weeks ago?
Well, you know, I think I know what was more embarrassing. And I think my wife put a stop to it. So that tells you a lot right there.
By the way, if anybody has that tape, I'll pay you $100 right now for it.
TJ's going to own the Grassroots Show by the time this show is done.
If I haven't already.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you know, we'll have to talk about in the next segment John Vento and the Spectrum Band. He's been very helpful in promoting them. So
mm-hmm.
Now let's just throw out the tidbits here for next week, and then we'll get into the musical people. But coming up at the Marconi Club, it's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it, again, is this is the second annual.
Yes, it is.
Dan Geeks for Autism Speaks.
It is. The doors are going to open at 5 o'clock. The music will kick off about 6 or 6:30. Pretty much the same thing as last year. We're going to have food and drinks for sale. A Chinese auction 50-50. Then this year we're going to do something really special. We have a mega raffle. We have 3 high price ticket items that we're going to be giving away. We have Penguin tickets, and then Utah, if you're listening, don't have a heart attack when I tell you this, but we have 2 autographed Steelers jerseys up for grabs, too. One being autographed by Heath Miller, and the other by Martavis Bryant.
So you got a new and an old. You got a retired Steeler and a young up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, and by the way, Bob, according to my calculations, there is no Pens game that weekend. So Bob Cobb will not be able to ruin things for us again this year.
With my fearless predictions, huh? Yeah.
Plus, unlike last year, there's no derby and it won't be raining. Maybe snow, but there's no rain. So it'll be a good time either way.
And you'll be indoors either way.
So. Yes. We'll be indoors.
All right. So that's the Marconi Club. And, of course, that's located down Leechburg?
It's downtown Leechburg. It's actually right off of, I think it's 56. As soon as you cross the bridge, it's right there, literally.
Okay. All right. So, again, and we'll talk about some of the musicians that are going to be there coming up, but I'm going to break the news to you here. We're going to play one of the musicians that are actually going to be there, one of the bands that are going to be there.
It's a Fallhammer. It consists of Dave Franzi, Jimmy LeVere, John Greedo, and Ren Hilliard, and they just added a new player on the keys. It's Jerry Purcell. I hope I'm saying that right. They lost Dave Harley earlier last year. He got a new job out in the state of Indiana, and I hear he's doing well, actually.
Good, good. Well, I hear Jimmy LeVere likes a little Crown.
Who doesn't?
So let's do another shot of that. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. And we'll follow that up with how about we do some Needs Hotel Band since we're talking about John Vento.
How about one of their big hits, Catholic Girls.
Oh, we love those Catholic Girls. So do the Needs Hotel Band.
Absolutely.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight. Bob Cupp with TJ Klisavage, our new guest host here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
And I just turned 21. I walked into his bar out of the noonday sun. An Italian place, he had the lights turned low. Frank Sinatra playing on the radio. We drank a while, talked a while, drawn in by his high magnetic smile. All the time I spent there, Lord, you think I didn't have a care. And when midnight came around, one last shot of Crown.
them there, both good and bad. And we'd raise a glass overhead as a toast to us and the crazy lives we led. It's the good times, Lord, and they don't last. And my memories flooding from my past as I'd buy another round and have one last shot of Crown. Just the other day, that friend of mine, he passed away. But I learned the truth all too late. You can turn back time, but you can't change fate. And we raise a glass overhead as a toast to him and the good life that he led. Cause the good ones, Lord, they don't last in my memories, flooding from my path, yeah. And all my friends, we gather round on the day we put him in the ground. And with teardrops falling down, one last shot of Crown. For a friend of mine, these words cannot express the way I feel. Suffice to say, the hurt in my heart, what I've revealed, is the kind of pain that only time can heal. Now we're in his bar at least once a week. Every time goes by, there's not a tear on my cheek. And I think of him, where he might be. And I look up, say this one's on me. And we raise a glass over it as a toast to him and the good life that he led. And the good ones, Lord, they don't last, and my memories set flooding from my past, yeah. And all my friends, we gather around, and Lord, you know we drink that whiskey down. I buy another round in his name, one last shot of Crown.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob Cupp and our special guest, T.J. Klisavage, because of the unfortunate suspension this week of
what
Mr. Utah Burgess.
I
know. He's just probably still out there burning Christmas trees and, you know.
At least he's staying warm in the cold weather.
Well, that, you know, he's probably the smartest one of the whole bunch here, you know, now that I really think about that. So. Of course, TJ is here to talk a little bit about a very special event, Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, that benefits autism. It is next week. And by the way, real quick, this segment of our show brought to you by our friends that are high on the hill and right on the price, and we're talking about Bros' Superette on South Main Street Hill in Butler, and I invite you to stop up and get some great meats. They always have great chicken deals, great beef deals, always have a great case full of all kinds of great goodies that you can complement your dinner with or have lunch with. So.
We have to stop there after the show tonight.
There you go. Go get some good eats.
Making me hungry here.
All right. Well, the Marconi Club, Saturday, January 27th. Doors open at 5. That's next weekend, and a very special event, and a lot of great musical guests that we just heard in the last segment, Folkhammer.
Yes.
They're going to be a part of it. Who else is going to be a part of the show, TJ?
We also have the Tina Daniels Band. Now, if you recall, Bob, she was at Corby Woodstock this past year, actually, and a lot of people, they really enjoyed it. They said, TJ, you should get her for the benefit. And I text her, and she said, absolutely. Now her crew also includes Keith Gamble on the bass, Ron Viss on the harp and guitar, and Eric Storr on the drums.
Awesome.
So looking forward to having those guys out there.
Yeah, that'll be great. Oh, man. If they got a rousing review from the Corby Woodstock folks,
oh, yes,
then they done good.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, you also have the Flying Elvis Musical Circus.
Which is the main act. It's Lou Hawk and Bobby Harris, who I said, I'm not sure if you remember me mentioning last year, these guys, they live up in New York, and they drive down. They actually come to Pittsburgh, or Hyde Park, I should say, about two or three times a year to play the Elvis music, and relive the other good times, actually. Also in that group is Jay and Lori Zanotti, and Linda Bartz, Ron Radinsky, Dave Franzi from Folkhammer, Lenny Collini, Pat Cizalka, and a newcomer who actually played with them back in September at Vandergrift, and that's Drew Byery. I hope I got that right. They're actually growing the past couple of years. As a matter of fact, they want to get me involved, but I'm not sure if that's doable.
There's quite, I mean, you mentioned some of the names on there, and I remember this last year when you were telling me about this. I mean, this is an all-star performance.
Oh, here. It is. It think about a year or two ago, that was when Lenny joined, and then Drew, as I said, he joined us back in September, and remember, he did a couple of acoustic things, and I'll never forget this. He was doing Sweet Home Alabama, and he called me up, and he said, play the air guitar solo. And now you understand, I was also emceeing that a little bit.
Okay.
And I also did some stand-up as well, and I really screwed up his last name. And I was going to apologize after he was done. However, after he made me do the air guitar, I said, Drew, I was going to apologize, but instead, get off the stage.
Just booted them out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great stuff. Well, that's what we do here at the Grassroots Show, too. You know, things don't go our way. We just kick people out.
Yeah, Utah.
So you've been dabbling in a little bit of comedic entertainment.
I have been. Everybody's wondering how that started. Not long after my whole music thing didn't go as well, I started writing down, you know, about how someone would take a jab at, you know, my autism or the stuttering or anything like that. Now, some people think that that's mean-spirited, but actually, no, that... If you're able to laugh at yourself, you're going to have a wonderful life. That's pretty much what I'm trying to do here. So I just been – so it's me and a guy from work, actually. Almost every day, we'd be laughing our butts off, coming up with all these things. And then finally he said, dude, you got enough material and such a humor. You should try it. And so August of last year, I asked John Vento. I said, hey, you guys have a show at Needs Hotel at the Amphitheater. Can I try opening up with stand-up? And he said, absolutely. And so I wrote out a set and everything. There was a comic friend of mine who was there that night, Zach Hudak, and he said, and I asked him after the show, after I was done, I said, okay, give me a grade. Tell me how I did and be honest. And he said, for a first-time comic out of 10, I'm going to give you an 8, actually.
Wow.
And so, and I was like, okay, now 8 means I did well. However, there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And so I gradually got better at it. But after the first 4 performances, I realized what the main issue was. These 4 acts that I did, I was opening up for an event where people were wanting, they were there to hear music and not so much hear stand-up. And that's kind of a tough crowd to try to entertain. And I'll never forget this. Almost a week after that 4th show, I ran into Billy Gardell, who was the star of Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
And I am a Swissville. I said, Billy, I'm trying some stand-up. I've been nervous. You know, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. Give me some tips. One of the tips he gave me was try to do your acts in comedy clubs or places where people are there to hear laughs. Because if you go somewhere where their main intention is to hear music, you're not going to get them into it that much. Now, you were asking, was it last week, if I'm going to be doing any stand-up at this benefit, because Sean Blackham's a comedian. What's interesting, last year I asked Sean to open up the benefit with some stand-up, and he said, TJ, there's a small problem, and he's right. Last year's venue in the Marconi Club, it's a hallway, it's a flat area, and if you don't have an elevated stage, it's harder to get someone's attention.
Okay.
Like if I went to like say Moondogs, or even if I ever did this, the Corporate Woodstock stage, you know, that's elevated, you're actually above you can actually get their attention.
Yeah, you can command them.
Yeah, that's another thing that Billy Gardell said. He said take control of it.
Yeah.
And so I'll be doing that. I will say Billy Gardell was also was one of my inspirations. The two others were Josh Boyd was on Last Comic Standing about 13 years ago, but he had cerebral palsy, and like me, he uses his disability in his act, and you know, again, that's how he makes fun of himself. And so whenever I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, I can see someone can do that. And then of course my other inspiration, you in Utah already knew about this, is Lisa Lampanelli, because last year I went and seen her, and one of the things I said to her was, you know, despite the fact that whenever you have autism, people can put a limit on you. And she did not back down, and as we all know, I got to see her backstage and take a picture. And by the way, Bob, there's going to be a round 2 with Lisa Lampanelli, actually.
Oh, really?
She'll be back in Greensburg in early June. And yes, I've already got my front row seats for that show.
All right. So that'll be a great – well, we'll be anxious to hear what that conversation is.
I'll trust me. I'll probably call you on that one. And you know, Bob, one more thing. All of this, you know, so the comedy, it's also landed me a pretty cool gig, actually.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday, February the 12th, out at Steamworks Creative, which is off of Route 8 in Allison Park. It's actually right next to the Turnpike exit, actually, so it won't be too hard to find. I will have the honor – of hosting a.m. open mic comedy night. As I said, we're going to start on February 12th, and then after that, it'll be the first Monday of each month. It's free admission. It's BYOB over 21 show, but it's going to be a little bit of a mixture. We're going to have some stand-up, and we're going to try to throw some improv in as well to not only shake things up, but also get the audience involved as well.
Oh, good, good. Steamworks Creative, and that's on Route 8 down in Allison Park. And mm-hmm. I know they've been doing some special gigs, and I know John and Jim have been doing some stuff, Jim McCullough from mm-hmm, the Beats Hotel Band. So, you know, keep an eye out for that, and head down and support the cause.
It's free admission also, so if you're free on the night, just walk in.
There you go. And, of course, your event next week down at the Marconi Club.
Also free of charge.
That is also a free admission concert. Mm-hmm. There will be a cash bar, but there's other ways that you can help out the cause.
Absolutely.
And benefit autism with your donations.
Yeah, and also I mentioned probably the big one that I think everybody will like is, again, our mega raffle. We have two Penguin tickets. And then it's also, as I mentioned, even though I'm a Green Bay fan, I have no problem saying this, we have two autographed Steelers jerseys, Heath Miller and Martavis Bryant. So, I mean, what more of a reason to come on out?
Is that going to be a live auction or kind of a bid thing?
Just going to sell, we're going to do, three tickets for $5.
Fantastic. Well, it certainly sounds like you put together another fine event and lots of great music. Everybody's going to have some fun.
Did you happen to also notice the logo and the word for is the blue cowboy hat?
I wonder who that is resembling after.
And I actually, after last year, I decided, you know what, I want to make a logo for this thing. And I asked a bunch of people, you know, about the drawing. And then I wanted something significant. And a lot of people ask me, Bob, you might laugh at this, but there are people who come up to me and they say, TJ, if I did not recognize you, your hat on, actually. Yeah. And so I thought, okay. Yeah, most people know that I wear a cowboy hat, and yet it's a benefit for Autism Speaks. Their color is blue, so that's why, you know, I made a design. It's something I created. If I put the cowboy hat on, everybody will be like, all right, that's TJ's event.
Yeah. All right. So that'll be a trademark that you'll be able to carry with you.
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome. TJ, appreciate you visiting with us here tonight. And again, good luck with the event next week.
Thank you very much.
It is a Rock Done Right tour stop, folks, so that means you need to pay attention to it.
I was opening up for John Vento, and now I'm opening up the Rock Done Right tour. How about that?
How about that? Not a bad place to be. So again, check it out next week, the Marconi Club, which is down on River Avenue down in Leechburg. And we play a couple more songs here. We're going to tie in a song here from the Highland Brothers Band, and this is also in conjunction with the Southern Fried Rock Show that is coming up at Peter B's on the 27th. Why don't we play their song, Boots, since you've put so much work into helping out the autism cause and the Autism Speaks organization.
I'm actually known for also wearing cowboy boots as well, so it actually makes...
Boy, it's amazing how this show all came together.
You must have ESP. I wonder if Utah's like this.
I think we'll leave that as a no comment. We'll just call Utah Mr. Mayhem. How's that?
I like that. Sour Mashes 2 and Mr. Mayhem is what we're going to follow that up with.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's Rock Done Right Tour time, and here in January, you'll want to head on Saturday, January 27th, to the William Marconi Club on River Avenue in Leechburg from 6 to 11 p.m. for the annual Band Geeks for Autism Speaks 2018. Be sure to tune in next week on the Grassroots Show for more information on that fabulous event. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, on Saturday, January 27th, it's the Southern Fried Rock Show at Peter B's, presented by Shady Lady Productions, featuring Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, The Shiners, The Highland Brothers Band, and The Mo Nelson Band. Then on Saturday, February 10th, it's back to the Rock Done Right Tour, and the stop in February will be the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's, featuring Skell, Lions in America, Dragline, and more. Stay tuned for more on that. On March 10th, it's Ryan's Run. It's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for March, and the annual event held at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. And on March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality. More information to come. Presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on our Grassroots Show here tonight to wrap up, and this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. I want to remind folks out there that if you have an event and you'd like to get on the concert calendar, easiest way to get a hold of us, send us an email at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Encourage you, please give us a minimum of 2 weeks lead time, because we do pre-record the show often, and you never know who's going to be that special guest who's going to be with me, just like TJ Klisavage is tonight. So.
It was a lot of fun to be with you, Bob, tonight.
Yeah. Hey, best of luck next week. The Marconi Club, Saturday, January 27, is a free concert. It is the annual Band Geeks for Autism Speaks event, and it is a Rock Done Right tour stop next week.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the second year in a row of this being Rock Done Right. You know, I honestly never thought about this being a Rock Done Right. Matter of fact, I'm not sure if you know the story real quickly. Utah and I talked at the 2016 Corbett Woodstock. I told him the idea, and one of the first things he said was, "We're going to see if we can make it Rock Done Right." And I was like, okay, well, I didn't hear anything. And then, lo and behold, in May, we had it, and I was very honored to be a part of this and definitely honored to open it up this year.
Well, it's an event that we love to do because it is kind of trifold. Showcases different places to play.
Absolutely,
it showcases different local bands and local musicians and local talent, and we love the benefit aspect too. And so a lot of these Rock Done Right tour stops do have a benefit that totes along with it. Hey, I hope you have a great turnout. Encourage people to come down. Even if you can't spend the whole night, I hope you can. But it's going to be some local and regional performers, and who knows who else is going to pop in and have a little bit of fun that night.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it, Bob.
Absolutely. TJ, good to see you. Thanks for being here tonight. And
thank you for having me on.
And taking over the wheel for Utah.
Thanks, Utah, too.
We got a couple more songs to play before we go here tonight, and just got this in just in time for this weekend show. And we're talking about the guys from 13 Saints. They are working on their second album. And I'll tell you what, I love these guys. They just have such a flair for bringing back some old school kind of punk styling, but in a fun way. And this is a great, great new tune from 13 Saints. It's going to be on their upcoming album. It's called New York Doll.
And I say we end the show with a little bit of Plenty Heavy in Face First.
Oh, this is the new material that was just released from the band that was put together by Greg Mara. And it's sounding pretty awesome stuff. You can check it out. Just Google up Plenty Heavy, and you can pick it up on iTunes and more. They got a great EP out. And also, I encourage you, I'm going to leave this as kind of a trivia question as we go out the door here tonight, but there was a song that we have played on this show by Greg Morrow that was an instrumental that has now been vocalized for the Plenty Heavy Camp. I want you to buy the album.
Or some Jeopardy music when you need it.
Yeah, that's right. Dun, 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 dun. That's it for now. Thank you for supporting local music, folks. Get out and support the Rock Down Right Tour and see the Flying Elvis Musical Circus and Folk Hammer and more all at the Marconi Club next week, and help out the autism cause and support our dear friend T.J. Klesavy.
Thank you so much, Bob.
And we'll see you next week as we present you local music on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
decision after two.
From the Honda North Studios. Keep those noisemakers handy, because at Honda North, we're celebrating New Year's all month with awesome new car deals, like $299 a month for a new all-wheel drive Pilot EXL. Hurry into Honda North for the details before these deals get swept away like New Year's confetti. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have
betcha. Poker straight was a game. If she knew she could get ya, she played them fast and she played them hard. She could close her eyes and feel every card. She'd never had a royal flush, but I should have known that all the cards were coming from the bottom of the pack. And if I'd known what she was dealing out, I'd have dealt it back. She's got the jack. She's got the jack. She's got the jack. And who knows what else? She's got the jack.
Classic to modern rock. The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Rock Station, 97.7.